Great Hunter. Yes? Fine figure of a man, yes? Yes?
Yes.
That is all you need to know.
I thought she was silly for even making it, but it was amazing. It tastes just the same.
Oh, hey. Some sour cream. And
I'm starting to think I'm too plain, guys. You guys are like making wonderful meals, and I'm just still eating just nuts and
that reminded
and
me,
fruit.
I called him while
salad and salad.
That reminded me because I called him while he was eating that last night. Check this out. Look how closely.
Oh, wow, look at that.
They were like. He got even closer. He got even closer to me. Wow. This was a different spot, but this was like five deer in a different spot. He was about as far as I am away from Jay right now. Mm. When I took that picture.
Wow.
It just looks like forever. I was like trying to get him and he kept coming closer. I was like,
the deer?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh wow, yeah, that's pretty.
Is that what the sound of the deer make?
Oh. Yeah.
Shoo. 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 Achoo.
Dude, anytime I hear a deer snoring, I'm like, oh, where are you so I can kill you?
Yeah. Spirit of murder.
It's a warning call. Saying,
out,
hey,
out in
danger.
Jesus' name.
So it's, that
these,
deer is
these deer are so domesticated
the
in
say,
the
hey, get out
pictures.
Get out of here.
Bro.
They
you
are
could probably
all,
get over there and ride one.
I saw...
Oh yeah.
Saw 21, 22 deer yesterday.
Wow.
So
wow. Not bad.
That's not
they're
bad at all.
Man, are we coming down this road? They
I
could all over here.
I could have made
we
my
lots of deer.
I could have got my daily limit.
Man. I wanna smoke some summer sausage next year, but I don't have a smoker, so I wanna get a smoker.
Troy's go to Troy's house.
Does he got a smoker?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
We're gonna get
he
one.
Got a pellet smoker?
No. Oh yeah, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really,
but it's not. I don't even want to say what I thought.
Too.
I was going to say.
You don't have one?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Pellet smoker?
Yeah, I have a big one.
Man, those are expensive, bro.
Yeah, I got it when Brittany and I got married.
Like $900.
Yeah. I think his was.
I was thinking
his,
about getting a
mine
gas
was like
one.
Five.
Really?
And it's one of the big ones. It's a Pit
Is
Boss.
It the Masterbuilt? Oh, it's the Pit Boss.
It's a Pit Boss.
I don't know what brand he has, but it's not. It's not the. Is it the Traeger? Is what the popular one is?
There's
is that what
Masterbuilt,
they're called?
There's a Pit Boss.
I know isn't Traeger? No. Is not, how did you have you? How have you not heard of that one?
Traeger is like the main one. Bro.
It is.
It's the like the number one smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have that one.
They sell them in like Lowe's and yeah.
He looked up. He looked. You know how Troy is. He researched and he didn't want to do. The Traeger, he found one that was better or had more. I don't know. I can't remember what kind he has, but his is a good one too. We've done that. We did the turkey on that.
Did you?
I don't think
you cooked the turkey on.
Yeah.
I mean, you could smoke cheese.
Yo, that
we did.
Was
we did.
Fire,
we did three different ways though. We did the
fried.
The fried. Huh.
Smoked. It did.
And then
okay,
I think we did a.
Smoker,
I think we did an oven one too, maybe.
I don't know.
We did it three different ways.
Evan
oh,
was trying to make
yes, yeah, he ruined the stuffing. I love him.
One of those?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Well, I don't, he doesn't have that one, but I'm just saying Traeger is like the.
I was thinking about getting one of those just standalone. Have you ever seen those?
The eggs?
Stand up.
Love
ones?
You, Evan.
The egg
no,
ones?
Not like an egg.
Because those ones are expensive too.
Hey, man, just have the church get one, man. You know, me and Ryan trying to get grills for the church for the summertime.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, he was telling me that.
Next month
we're
we
gonna need to get.
Our,
I know. How are we gonna do
like
that?
One of these
backyard
those
barbecue.
Are just stand up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smokers,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah.
Barbecue guys.
You ever seen these? Oh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
just stand up smokers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
let's announce that next month.
Yeah. So next month we're.
Dude, this is the Meadow Creek TS-1000 barbecue smoker for $30,000. This thing looks like a freight train, dude. Look at this thing.
Freight train.
Nice.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Put it on the budget.
Dang, yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Send it to Jay.
So
yeah, that's what you guys need.
Get that for the production.
I mean, let's do it. They say go all out all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been looking. I've actually been looking at metal to build one. So
really,
yeah, because I've built a couple.
Yeah, back to what Pastor Jesse started to say. So next month, April 6th.
Yep, April 6th.
3 o'clock?
Five o'clock. It starts at 5 o'clock.
I don't know.
Family day?
I don't know. We're still figuring out.
Well, 5 o'clock I think maybe I put 3 because that's probably the time that I put it in there.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So next month, April 6th, we're having the Pioneer Men are hosting the family night, and we are doing backyard barbecue.
Yeah.
We're going to have games.
Cornhole.
Yep.
Backyard football.
Horseshoes. Flag football.
Badminton.
I don't know how we're going to do that, but yes.
Flag football for sure.
Yep.
It's easy, bro.
For sure.
I've got it. So I've got it.
It's easy. How are you going to do it, though?
We're going to have to move the chair.
Move them chairs.
It's always about the chairs.
What are we talking about?
Flag football.
We're going to do flag football.
We're doing it in the gravel.
What?
I mean, you can't get hurt, technically. Technically.
Can we rent some turf?
Trust me, I fell several times when we were playing two-hand touch. Last time we played.
We
are going to get hurt.
That's
all. Someone will. But you know what? Jesus can heal.
Yeah.
So
even when you're stupid.
Even when you're not walking in wisdom.
Right?
He's graceful and merciful.
We'll have some games. We'll have live performances.
From who?
So Luke is going to
shout out to Luke.
Yep. Luke's gonna do 3 or 4 songs. I'm trying to get some other people. And then I don't know. So I don't know. I don't want to announce their names and then them not show up. But Luke is in there.
He's down.
So he's down for it.
Yeah, if not we can get somebody else. Well, sliding away.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
I've got some ideas. But yeah, so we'll reach out to them, and then we'll have lots of food, lots of fellowship. It'll be a good time.
Amen. It always is. Family night.
Family night.
And the last April family 6th. Night, the last two family nights were amazing.
I know.
Right? The last one was really awesome, the talent show. And then the one before that was really awesome. I know. I was thinking that. I was like, man, when I was leaving that night, I was like, man, I feel bad for who has to follow that.
Oh, we do.
We do. We have to follow that amazing family night.
Yeah,
it's okay.
We got this. We got it. I'm not worried about it. It's just gonna be laid back.
It was good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or just a laid back backyard barbecue.
It was good. Talent show was good.
It was.
It was great. But also, how I look at it, it was more so for the hubs. For real.
I thought about finding a dunk tank.
That'd be neat.
That'd be kind of cool.
It would be.
Who's going in it?
Me.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It would be smart for me to go.
Dunk Pastor Jesse. Everybody
make sure it's not cold that day.
Yeah. I can.
Is that a Thursday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Fill it with ice.
Oh, yeah, no.
We won't.
You can't do an ice bath challenges.
Oh.
Yeah, people get crazy over that.
Got it. Yeah.
People don't like those, apparently.
Apparently people don't like the store BJ's either.
I know, yeah.
Why?
Witchcraft.
Yeah.
They had a witchcraft commercial. I didn't watch it.
I have to cancel my membership.
No. Stop.
I mean, they got.
I mean, Chick-fil-A had an issue. We still were going.
What did they have an issue with?
They were supporting LGBT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doing that? Or wasn't there some drama with that? And then I don't know. Probably.
Oh, my God.
If you, which I'm sure Pastor Jesse was about to say, if you try to, every place has an issue of some sort.
Absolutely. Yes.
Man, but no matter where, what you look at, one of them has a problem. Granted, I understand to spend your money wisely in places that are more for Jesus than others.
Yeah. Like if you're deliberately going to a store and they're selling witchcraft stuff, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you go to Lowe's,
or if you're going to BJ's because you want to support witchcraft, well, dang, I guess that kind of is.
Well, if you go to Lowe's, like I told Pastor Jesse, there's a huge Reaper, dude.
Oh, yeah, for Halloween?
Yeah.
So Home Depot, like, Lowe's,
Home
they
Depot
both do
is
it.
Known for, you know, wood and appliances and home decor and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Like,
Yeah, everywhere, and then Walmart, I mean, they sell Halloween costumes. So where are we going to draw the line?
It's true.
Yeah.
So it
Trader Joe's don't sell none of that.
Yeah. But well, then it's isn't there
isn't Trader Joe's owned by Amazon?
Where is Trader Joe's?
Is it Nashville?
Isn't it owned by Amazon?
I think it is.
So that's
Amazon. And Whole Foods, I think, are owned by Amazon.
Maybe it's just Whole Foods.
Maybe Whole Foods.
Are we gonna have to
Costco?
Costco sells Halloween stuff too.
They're pretty bad because they're out of Washington.
I'm gonna tell Troy.
So yep. They're very liberal. That's a very liberal.
Wow, and he shops.
I know he was. Wow. He almost was a couple times. Funny story, Troy. Yeah. Shout out to you, Troy. There was a time where he didn't renew his membership, and he was using mine. because he was like so mad at him.
Netflix account.
I think it was that. He was so mad he was using mine.
He said, I'm not going to pay.
He's not going to do it.
I'm going to use Scott.
Still going to go. Yeah, I think.
You're not going to get my money.
I think that was when we first moved here. I think that's what happened.
That's so funny.
So I want to give a shout out to the woman who made these little
hacky sacks.
Yeah, they're like little whale things. I don't know who she is. I don't know. There's no name. I thought there would have been like a company name or something. I know the tag says you're whaley awesome.
Oh, so,
look at that, Mash.
That's punny.
That's very punny.
Yeah, very punny. Yeah, she gave us little Mash the Gas cards, stickers with scripture and little pictures on them. They're so we thank you for that. We just wanted to give you a shout out because everyone received them, and we are very appreciative of you and what you're doing for people as far as just encouraging them. Because there's a note on here. It says, thank you for everything that you do for GVBC. Keep going for the glory of God. May you be blessed and protected in the mighty name and blood of Jesus. I love you. So,
amen.
She gave us these little Mash the Gas cards, and then she gave us Dunkin' Donuts $5 e-gift cards.
Nice. So,
thank you so much.
For those things. We are we're so blessed by them.
I believe she was an online member.
Yes, she's an online member. I'm gonna put this on my desk and it'll be there. So
nice.
Thank you so much.
I'll put that on my dash.
There you go.
You should put it on your bus. No, put it in your. That's your office.
Yeah, ooh, well,
that's
put it on the. Oh, on the dash of the bus.
That's true.
So it'll go everywhere. His wow, will go everywhere.
That whale's going to see that, all sorts of that states.
One, that one sure. Travels.
Yeah, it's a traveling whale.
We go too far with all.
What do you mean? That's what it's going to be.
I'll put the sticker on the bumper.
On the bumper? They're like paper, though.
It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they're going to see that sticker.
They sure are.
See that sticker for sure. They're gonna see come out in Jesus' name and see that little sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three of them.
Put it right next to it.
Just pick the best one. Put it on the bus.
Yep. He sent me.
That's really cool.
From above, he took me. He drew me out of the.
Start putting mirrors on your, or start putting stickers on your mirrors.
Yeah. Until there's no more.
Let's see
how
good of a driver you are. Cover the mirrors
good,
up.
I don't know.
Yeah, who needs mirrors?
Need those.
We don't need mirrors where we're going.
All you do is keep straight.
Right? Thinking back to the future reference.
That easy. Man, the many times that you would think it's easy to drive that bus. So many.
Does
times,
it get? Ooh, this
so
is
many
a,
people.
It's a good question. Does it get easier or harder with the fun you have with the bus? Do you feel like it becomes more of a
It's enjoyable when it's not breaking down.
Okay
But it's also enjoyable too when
you just take a nice nap there for about
when we're on interstates where it's like 204 miles
just straightaways
what I mean, instead of 30 miles and then you take a left and then 20 miles
or those back roads.
Yeah, those are the
unfun.
Very challenging ones, like those country roads up in Virginia. Oh, my goodness, dude.
Yeah.
They are
no
up,
good.
Down, left, right, turn around, whatever.
I believe it.
Y'all leave twice next week, don't y'all? Or is Pastor flying?
I think he flies to, where's he going? Texas?
Texas, yeah.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
In a bus.
You've done it before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've driven to Houston. It just depends. Like, if it's like 13, 14 hours.
I think he's going to Houston.
Is he going to Houston?
Yeah.
Well, then we might drive.
But he's leaving. Oh. He's leaving.
No, he said he's. I'm pretty sure he told me he was flying.
Oh.
Or John told me that he's flying. I don't know.
Yeah, John's going. I was being nosy in John's office.
I was too.
Yesterday. That's why I seen those dates.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was trying to find something. I was like, oh, passenger schedule.
Yeah, the main thing you really have to look out for is those truckers, man. Those truckers.
Are they the worst?
Oh, yeah. They get a little iffy on the road.
Because they're a little sleepy?
Yeah, they are. Either that or they're on their phone.
That no-doze is wearing off.
Yeah. No-doze.
No-doze and coffee.
No-doze. The Red Bull's wearing off.
The drug is wearing off.
And then I get sketched out every time I go into cities with low bridges.
Yeah, because you don't want to be.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I believe it's 12 foot 1 inches. I think.
Is what you are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the bus.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to be careful. You know what I mean? Or else you're going to tear the top off and it'll be a
I meant he's the one driving
wow,
it.
Wow, Ricky, you got tall.
I'm confused. What, Jay is cracking up.
Jay.
That was funny, man. Was
anyway, you got to watch your height or else you'll turn into a convertible.
Right.
You'll bump your head.
He said, well, that's what you are? Wait.
Anywho.
Shenanigans.
Well, tons of shenanigans. Well,
that's always.
We're in the last chapter.
Are we?
Yeah. We're in the last chapter of Romans. We've made it.
Right? That's hilarious because I was just reading 15 thinking that's where we were.
He tried to pregame.
I was pregaming the wrong thing. Are you sure we did 15 already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did. All right. I believe you guys.
So
I did not
felt led to go anywhere else besides Romans, or
not
we
yet.
Talked about Job, but
not yet. So we may
let the Holy Spirit.
We'll let the Holy Spirit guide us on the next episode.
That's where he's taking us. Oh wow, what's the next page?
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks, Holy Spirit. There we go.
That's hilarious. Oh, First Corinthians.
Wow.
All
right. Moving right along.
So we'll go ahead and read this and then talk a little bit about it. Chapter 16. I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that you received her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of. Sorry.
It's okay.
Grace.
You've been
take two.
You've been out of coffee for a while.
Yeah.
Day 3 of the fast.
Here, let me get this.
Day number 3.
I can see it a little better on my phone.
What happened?
My eyes are getting bad. I think my eyes are. We're going to have to pray over my eyes because I'm pretty sure.
Eyes to see in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Are your eyes getting really bad?
I think so.
Are you going to have to get those
I think I'm
going to have
to
get those, get those peepers. Isn't that what old people say?
Because I got to get
my peepers over there.
Maybe.
I got to make my. I even got to make my letters bigger on my phone.
Sounds like an old person thing to say.
Yeah.
Can you hand my peepers?
Can you hand me my peepers? Let's start over.
Put them on the tippy.
Romans 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church at Centuria, that you welcome her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you assist her in whatever matter she may have need of you. For she has been a helper of many and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I, but also the churches of the Gentiles give thanks. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first convert of Achaia for Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus, and Junia, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners, who are noteworthy among the apostles, who also come to Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus. Oh my gosh, these names.
You're doing great.
I'm back in First Chronicles.
For real.
My beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena, who labor in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who also labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who is like a mother to me. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Phylagus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The church of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers, to closely watch those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and avoid them. For such people do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, and through smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. Your obedience has become known to all men. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, yet I want you to be wise to that which is good, and innocent to that which is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Arrestus, who is the city treasurer, and our brother Cordus, greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who has power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret for long ages past, but now is revealed by the prophetic scriptures according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all the Gentiles for the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Amen. We made it.
A lot of greeting.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
But you know, greeting. I was thinking
when Apostle Paul and his letters.
It's a lot of hospitality, though, too. If you think about it,
that is true.
Why else would it just monotonously keep going? Because he specifically says, too, in some of them, greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord.
You know what that is?
Go ahead.
Giving honor. He's giving honor to those people that were working alongside him and helping him and being those people that are the hands and feet, right? And the people that are helping him. So that's awesome. That shows his character and his heart for the people that were working for the Lord just as hard as he was. Like, he's giving them credit for things.
I think it's interesting that he is honoring all these people and he's giving greetings to all these people. And then right in the middle of it all, he just throws this in there. Now I urge you, brothers, to closely watch those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and avoid them. What's interesting about that is what I'm seeing here is he's greeting all these people and he's saying, hey, give my love to all these people, right? We send our love to all these people. So what's that telling you? That's telling us that somewhere these people are being divided by somebody else.
Yep.
Somebody in the church, in the Roman church, is dividing these people who all he's giving honor to. Everybody that he's mentioning
is being
divided because of somebody else.
Right.
So he's warning them, saying, I urge you to closely watch those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and avoid them. So it avoid them. He's telling him, just avoid them. You don't have to. You don't have to be super demonstrative or anything. Just avoid them, right? Yep. Get them out of your lives and move on.
Amen.
Yeah,
I think it could be a telltale sign too of the people. He's naming all these people that are amazing. He could be not naming the people that are dividing. So
that's
like
what,
this is
that's what I'm
like
saying,
it's going
yeah.
to them, right? These people are like, oh man, is he talk-? Or even not like, is he talking about me?
Right. Well, the thing is, well, and it could be, but I think the thing is like the main thing is he's trying to say, it's like,
pay attention.
It's like the staff and everybody here, right? Like we have a group of us who are part of the, what is it? What,
the A team,
the house of fellowship.
I'm just joking.
You're the driver.
It's what Brother Buford used to call the house of fellowship.
Mm.
The house of fellowship being like the main people of the church.
Right.
And then you have the rest of the congregation. And it's not that they don't matter by any means. I'm not saying that. But it's almost as if he's greeting the household of fellowship.
Right.
And then the rest of the church, he's saying, hey.
Yeah, this could be the leadership, right?
The leadership of the church. And he's saying, hey, look. You need to watch out for people in your congregation causing divisions between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to greet each other with a kiss, with a holy kiss. You guys need to come to each other. Hey, reconcile whatever's going on. You need to reconcile and you need to get right with each other and get right with the Lord and get rid of all the filth out of your church.
Yep. 100%.
So that one statement, that one verse, right. Verse 17, right in the middle of the whole thing is so pivotal for the whole context, the whole passage. So I believe that one right there, it says for such people do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ but their own appetites.
Oof.
And through smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. So many people, and it's still happening today.
Amen.
So many people are super, they have this smooth way of talking.
Yep.
And they have a way of flattering you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're causing, sorry, there's a frog there.
That's a nice shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm flattering you.
Yeah. Keep going. people, they're smooth talkers and there's flattery all over the churches in America.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
They creep in and then most of the time, and I'm not saying this is the case every time, but most of the time when you get these people that he's talking about, 100% of the time that you get these people that he's talking about, they're the ones that go out and start
the
house churches.
Well, that, and they start their whispers, right? They start the whispers to the people that might not be, let's just say, connected to the other people. Like they take the people and they start talking to them and they bring them closer. Yeah, exactly. And then they make these own little areas of
they
division, right?
They start their little clique and then and a lot of them, they prey on the weaker vessels.
Oh yeah,
the people who aren't as strong in their faith.
They're not mature in the faith,
and they're not mature in the faith.
They don't know the word.
Yeah,
or their discernment may not be there, right?
It may not be as good as others.
Yeah,
and they take advantage of that, and they take them, and they start these house churches out of rebellion.
Mm-hmm,
right? And
mm-hmm.
once they start those house churches out of rebellion, then it creates chaos.
Yeah,
but. The thing is it's unfortunate that they take people away from churches.
Yeah,
I mean we've seen it here.
Oh yeah, it's happened all too often.
Yeah,
here. Yeah, we're used to it.
When people split off and they're trying to pull other people in because they got offended or whatever had happened.
Yeah,
and I also think with all of the greeting and encouragement, and also with that, I think. It's important to do that just because, you know, like I said, with this one woman who was a hard worker, right? Paul said, who has worked very hard in the Lord. Her name was Persis or whatever. It's important to kind of encourage someone because they could work,
mm-hmm.
and then those people who have those smooth night or the smooth talking, right,
mm-hmm.
can trick them into thinking, hey, you're.
You're not being noticed.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what the devil does. The devil will play in your
You know, what you're doing, you know, you're not getting credit, you're not, you know.
Yeah.
And exactly, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I think it's important to greet, but also encourage and say, hey, you're doing a great job.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, we all know it's not for us, it's for the Lord.
Amen.
At the same time, you know, it gives a person a boost, you know what I mean? Like, hey man,
right.
What you're doing matters.
Yeah.
What you're doing is fit for the kingdom, and you're working towards that, and you're working towards a kingdom and stuff like that.
Which I would say is a great thing that you were doing when you were meeting some of these hub people.
Right.
Right? The hub leaders that came recently. Yeah. And Ricky went to some of them and said, you know, thank you for, you know, all that you're doing, right. and all this. And it's true.
Hurt.
Yeah. And when you right. told me that, and that the person was, you know, really like happy, you know, obviously happy that yeah. you said that, acknowledged them, right?
Yeah.
I took that and I started to do that absolutely. More during the conference, right? With right. people. Not that I don't do that already, but I felt
right.
more
led to do.
Yes. Like to make sure that right. they were acknowledged that they
work hard.
They're working hard. I mean, they're opening their house up to people.
Exactly.
They yeah. are the, you know, the extension to us, you know, that they, and it's, and it makes me like you look from the outside, you're like, imagine if, cause we love being here, right? Oh, we're here absolutely. All the time. We love it here. We're all here all the yeah. time. So I couldn't imagine like if you're in another state and you want to be here, those people who want to be here, but they can't for some reason.
Or, right.
So they do this extension of Global Vision where they are. So I can't imagine like the, you know, the sadness or the, you know, the
right.
or not the being
lack,
a part.
Maybe the lack of encouragement from our end, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why when I went up to teach, that's why I said the things I said as far as just giving them recognition and saying, absolutely. Hey, look, you guys are doing amazing things. I did my best to, excuse me. I did my best.
Those frogs are everywhere.
I did my best to stop and give notice to.
These are good mics. These are really good mics.
These are really
anyway,
good mics. I did my best to go and stop and talk to whoever. You
right,
know,
right, right.
At certain points. And I made it a point to engage in the conversation, not just be passing by and, oh, hey, yeah, nice to meet you right. and whatnot. I actually made wow. them.
Yeah, I know. Frogs.
Take it from
them. Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I was doing the same thing, like being intentional of talking to them. A lot of them were coming up to me afterwards because we had a thing with them a week before they came here. So a lot of them kind of already knew our faces.
Gotcha.
And then we also spoke to on there on one of the teachings as well during yeah, during the event.
And you don't really know what they're going through until you sit there and have a conversation with them. Because like, yeah. there was this one guy from my hometown. He's a hub leader. And he was thinking about just honestly quitting.
Wow.
I encouraged him. I was like, no, dude. You know, I know that town. And I know that.
The governor.
You have to
the governor.
Like, stop.
Keep going.
And, you know, so I just prayed for him.
Yeah.
And I prayed with him. And, you know, he felt encouraged by that. So
that's
I think
good.
It's very important. But yeah, to keep. Because
that's what this was, I think, right? This is the reason Pastor Austin was doing this was to get them here to recharge them, right? They've been, it's been a yeah. year. It's to give them a next, like, wave to be able to go into this next year to be more encouraged and, right. like, for us here to show the love of all that they're doing and then have them go back out and
absolutely.
Reach more right. people, right?
Yeah.
That's the vision of the hubs. So it was good.
I also like the fact that that we get to see Tertius here in
Tertius.
I thought you said Tertius.
Tertius.
I was like, wait
Tertius.
A minute.
Tertius. Yeah. Tertius is the one that wrote for Paul.
Oh yeah, and, yeah, right.
So
there.
We get to actually see him in the writings, and we get to hear from him. Specifically, so this is a combination of Paul and Tertius in verse 16 or in chapter 16 in verse 22.
Yeah,
and he's just kind of telling them, hey, look, I'm here too. Because he did all of Paul's writings for him. Paul just kind of it was like kind of like walking around and having somebody.
Court reporter?
Yeah, court reporter, right?
Had a Julian running.
Yeah.
Or a Wayne. It was a Wayne.
There's a Wayne. Yeah.
This guy was the Wayne.
Yeah, but he wrote. Yeah, could you imagine trying to keep up? Like,
did trying to that write again? That?
Yeah. Say that
one
again.
One more time.
He wrote this entire book.
Be bad at that.
He wrote all. I think he wrote all of them. I think all but one.
That I don't know. I believe remember. You. But basically, Paul was saying it, and then this dude was writing it out. Write it.
Could you imagine having that job, handwriting it out?
Nope.
On lambskin.
Who labored much in the Lord? That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he gets credit. He shout labor. Out.
That's why I got
shout
greeted.
Out to Tertius.
Shout out to Tertius.
Why I got greeted. Yeah.
Thank you for your writing skills.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get greeted. He spoke on behalf of himself in here. Yeah, so that's there's a lot there in that last chapter. I think that people kind of shy over and they don't look at.
Well, they see all the greetings and they're like, oh, this is just a goodbye part, right? You're right. Just like, oh, okay, right. Bye.
And then they're
bye,
like, oh, okay. But then you get to those 17. Areas, you get to 17 and even through 19, you know, your obedience has become known to all men.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm glad on your behalf. Yet I want. I want you to be wise in that which is good and innocent and that which is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
Amen.
So I don't know that this is true, but it sounds like maybe they were going through some hard times there. Hmm. And he was encouraging them by saying, hey, your obedience has been known to all men. Everybody knows about you guys and everybody knows that you're obedient.
Yeah.
Right? All these people that he honored, he said, you're obedient and good on you. But I just want you to know to be wise in that which is good and which is evil. And then the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. That tells me that they were going through some kind of something and they were going through some kind of hardship. And he's just encouraging them, telling them, hey, God's going to crush Satan under your feet here soon.
Yeah, Paul talks a lot about later in the New Testament too, and other chapters and stuff that, you know, he also tells everyone, I think it's in Corinthians, he's like, expose the wicked from among you. He actually threw someone out of the church and taught them not to blaspheme God again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was basically letting people know, hey, you know, if there's people in your group, in the church, that are dividing and coming against you guys, you know, throw them out, get rid of them, you
right.
know. And this is a warning to that in a sense, because I believe that's in 1 Corinthians and maybe in Thessalonians, he was talking about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Of, you know, exposing.
Yeah, there's always going to be that, those people causing
division,
right? Division and then the offense that people get. I mean, those are the two major things that take people out in the church world is the division and offense. When you get offended over something, it could be something silly, but it just, when you let it fester and grow in you, and then you're just going to get all that anger and that bitterness, and it just grows. And that's a poisonous root that you have to pull out and get rid of as soon as you recognize it. Because as soon as you let it take root and it starts to grow, then it's going to take you out and you're going to be like, oh, I don't like this church. And then it's going to take you further away from the Lord.
Where are we at, Jay, on time?
37 minutes.
Wow. This is quick.
Yeah, that was a quick one.
I know.
All right. Well, no.
Let's read it again.
Read it again.
Romans 16.
Romans 16. Yeah. Let's go through it again. No.
Where do we feel led to go next? I mean, we don't have to start that now, but we can talk about it.
Right. We can, I don't know. I was thinking, and I don't know why, but I was thinking about going into Revelation.
I'm down with that. I mean, did you guys hear about the rust moon going on?
Yeah.
So that
rust moon.
The rust moon.
The moon is rusting.
Which I think it was an Acts 2, but
too much water up there.
But we can
making it rust.
I could guess be. So. Gotta get some. WD-40. Some
WD-40.
What is that? Rust-Oleum up there?
Yeah.
Spray it.
Do you know what WD stands for?
Western Digital.
Weather deterrent.
Oh, so we should put that up there.
WD.
And then
what about PB?
Western PB? Digital. Western Digital is the external hard drives.
I don't know what PB stands for in PB Blaster.
PB?
But PB Blaster, I think, is better than WD-40.
I think really? I've never had it. I've never used that one. Good, but
I think you're able to get more
penetration,
torque out of it, too, if you're able to crank on it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm down for Revelation.
Revelation, huh?
I think that would be a good place for us to go. It's an exciting book.
What do you think, Jay?
We go from the Romans telling how the world is to how it's gonna end. Where we're at, and then this is what's coming.
Yeah.
Or in the mix of.
I find Revelation to be super interesting, just because John the Beloved was. I mean, he had been through a lot.
Yeah, when he wrote it.
When he wrote it, and I mean, he was an old man.
Did he write it when he was on the island?
Yeah.
Or did he write it?
How did he get to the island?
Well, after they tarred him and
boiled him in chicken grease.
That's what it was.
That's not in the Bible, though, is it?
No, I think it's in the. I think it might be in the history. Book of Martyrs, maybe.
Yeah, it's in. I think it's in Fox's Book of Martyrs. I haven't read that far.
Me neither.
I've read.
I have it.
I just started it, so.
I have it.
But I've also been trying to finish the Bible, so I'll finish. I'll actually finish this.
Yeah, you got to be close by now.
Yeah,
if you've been rolling like you were.
I'm getting pretty close. So, I'm still in the Gospels, but I will finish by.
That's good.
Friday.
That's
I'm in Titus. So. Every time I think of Titus, I think of what Pastor says.
Titus 1:2.
God cannot lie.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I'm gonna read.
I'm in 2 Samuel.
I'm going to read what my thing says here.
Very nice.
What
do you read?
Get your peepers. Put your peepers on.
The author of Revelation is plainly named John. He was a prisoner on the island of Patmos, where he had been exiled because of his Christian faith. He was well known among the churches of Asia and was classed as a prophet. Justin Martyr about AD 135 and Irenaeus about AD 180 both quote this book verbatim and attribute to John, an apostle of Christ. Conservative thought that has through the centuries attributed this book to John, the son of Zebedee, who probably wrote it about AD 95 in the reign of Domitian? I don't know. Even though the subject matter is radically different from that of the Gospel of John, both works exhibit the same straightforward, simple Greek style, which is also found in the three general epistles by John, 1, 2, 3. The Western Church accepted it as a canonical. Canon. It's canon. So is scripture. And the Eastern Church did not receive it until about the year 500. This was due to their hesitance to accept a book whose interpretation seemed so difficult due to its vision-type contents. The grandeur of the book and its holy contents give its own internal witness to its supernatural origin, inspiration, and place in the canon.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not looking with spiritual eyes, this book is hard to swallow, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
100%.
Like, if you're just looking in the natural, trying to read this thing, that's probably where they might have been, you know, in the Roman Catholic Church and stuff that was brewing up.
Right.
They're all about
self-righteousness.
Yeah, doing things basically like the Pharisees.
Pretty much.
So it's no wonder why they were rejecting it. I'm surprised that the Western world was on board. That shows how much spirit we had and have lost.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I think we can dive into that next episode.
I like it.
So, I guess it's my turn to pray.
It is, I think.
And I'll pray us out, and then we'll go from there.
Amen. Oh wait, I'll say that afterwards. Hold on, the frogs. Quiet the frogs. Mute those frogs.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for these men of God who have joined me in this podcast. And Father, I pray that this episode, just reach out to somebody somewhere, Father. I pray that you use us in a mighty way to just instill biblical truth into men and anybody else that's listening, Father. I pray that you just use us and continue to use us. Continue to grow us in the faith and grow us in our relationship with you and each other. Father, thank you so much for everything that you're doing here in this place. Father, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And we thank you for everything. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. This has been Pioneer Podcast. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next time.